we say to these things, they're still cancer.
You're tuned in Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this morning. We're going to have a great show. We got some really exciting stuff to talk to you about today. We got Miss Tiffany Pineda in the studio with us this morning. Say good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
And we got a very special guest with us, Mr. Jeremy McDonald with McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. And we're going to be sharing some great information about the real estate game and things you need to be aware of today. Before we jump into it, Tiffany, why don't you hit him with some of our sponsors?
Wonderful. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154. Or visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. Let's give a quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rack House Publishing can help. Call 904-401-6742 and speak with a writing coach now. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and your retirement planning. Nick is your one-stop wealth management expert. Call him today at 904-269-8772. Kids in CAPE, a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse and bullying. Visit their website at kids, the letter N, CAPES, Inc.org for educational materials and to support their drive. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Southside and Westside locations with Dr. Natalie Blum. Get your back cracked at 904-300-3114 or reach them at their website at chiropractorjax.com. That's JAX.com. Level up your business image this year with X Jose, a premier marketing experience for business cards, websites, and so much more. Their website is xjose.com and their number is 904-316-7119. Also, Jeremy McDonald of McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Their number is 904-442-3213. You can purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. Don't forget to call us at the radio station today at 904-831-1079. Again, that is 904-831-1079.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany. First off, Joseph is not with us today in the studio.
No.
He is, where is he? Is South Carolina or something?
Yes,
on a speaking
Charleston.
Engagement? Very good. So, he dangerous play here. He left me in charge of the show today, so who knows where this may go. So, usually we talk very high-level overview on professional growth, personal growth, how to take control of our lives. And today we want to take a little bit deeper dive into something that's near and dear to my heart, which is the real estate, finance, credit game. And that's why we invited one of our sponsors and all-around good guy, Jeremy McDonald, to the show today to talk to us a little bit about that. So, Jeremy, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and your mortgage experience and what brought you to the game.
Well, Charles, thank you for having me today. Really been looking forward to this. So I've been in the mortgage industry since 2003. One of my best friends got into it. We worked together, and he was like, Jeremy, you're going to love this. You have to come. So that brought me into it back in 2003. So, I mean, I've kind of seen everything. I remember the days when you could go up to someone and say, hey, if you have a pulse, you're buying a house,
which I remember.
Not anymore.
Definitely not anymore. So I've kind of seen it all. I stepped away for a few years and did commercial finance. And then what really just brought me back into doing mortgages again was the connection and the relationship that I build with the clients, especially with first-time home buyers.
Sure.
So it's a process that, I mean, it's complicated. There's a lot to it. There's a lot involved. And if you're not educated on the steps that are needed to take, you can feel like that you're just getting asked for everything. So many times I've done mortgages for someone that's bought a house before, and they were like, wow, this was just so much different this time with you. You know, when I did it before, I'm like, hey, what's this? Why do you need this? all right, so you've already taken my kidney. Now do you want my arm and my leg?
Well, you have two kidneys. Don't complain.
Well, you know. Yeah.
And that's really one of the reasons we wanted to have you on here today, because, you know, the real estate process should leave people feeling good at the end of the transaction. And we hear so many horror stories, just to what you were speaking on, that people often don't have a good experience with this. And sometimes they, you know, there's, I like to think most of our colleagues are good and know what they're doing. Sometimes there's some bad eggs in the group, but a lot of times I think people's frustrations come from them not being properly prepared to get
Absolutely.
Into the situation
exactly.
in the first place. So, you know, when you're expecting it to be the good old days and you're expecting to not have to really provide any documentation, and then somebody asks you for a few things, it might catch you off guard. It might say, well, why, you know, last time I didn't have to do this. So, you know, there is a process, mm-hmm. and it's not that difficult if you know what you're doing as you go in. And that's right. really one of the things we want to chat on today. So, you know, one of the first steps when we start working with a buyer and we're trying to get them into a home, trying to get them financed, the very first thing is not to go look at homes, right? The very first step in the process is to talk with a mortgage professional, have them tell you exactly what they need, what they're going to be needing documentation wise through the process. And if we go look where people get, I see this all the time. People get so frustrated when the way they decide to pull out Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com, start looking at houses, fall in love with their dream home, only to find out maybe the payment's higher than they wanted, mm-hmm. maybe to find out the credit, maybe there's a couple bumps on there that they didn't know about, maybe a few they did know about, and it can slow them down from being able to purchase. So one of the questions I have for you, Jeremy, is, what are some basic things that customers should be aware of coming in as far as documentation requirements that could make their life a whole lot easier and simplify the process when they actually get started?
Probably the thing that I'm running into the most these days is there's a lot of people, especially first-time buyers, that tend to not trust banks. And so we see a lot of times where someone has saved up money for a down payment, but it's not in a bank account. They've saved it in cash. And that's really challenging because of everything that happened last decade. I mean, we have to be able to prove and verify where everything came from. So, you know, one of the conversations that I always have first is, you know, how much money are you planning on putting down and where is that money coming from? If it's not in your bank, you need to put it in your bank because we have to be able to show that it's been in there for at least 60 days. So it's something that I run into every single month. That's probably the number one issue that I see. Outside of that, you know, a lot of people kind of they feel like as far as, you know, when it comes to their income, that, you know, maybe they have a base hourly rate, they're getting overtime, you know, and they feel like that they make more money than or enough money to buy something that we can't qualify them for if they haven't had that overtime income or bonuses or commission for a couple of years. So I mean, those are some of the kind of the pitfalls. And like you were talking about with Zillow and Trulia and Realtor.com, one of the things that drives me crazy with them is when you go on their site, their mortgage calculators.
Oh, the estimated mortgage calculator.
Yeah, their mortgage calculators default typically for putting 20% down, and then they don't calculate taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance or private mortgage insurance correctly. So, you know, I'll get clients that are like, okay, I want a mortgage for $1,000 a month, and they think they can get a $300,000 home because that's what Zillow says.
But Zillow is like your neighbor next door that doesn't really like you and just tells you stuff.
they're like little. It's funny you say that. They're like your neighbor next door, but they're like any other person in your family or for life that may have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
They may try to tell you about the way it was, or they heard about their neighbor that did something. That's the frustrating part about our business, is there is so much bad information out there.
There is,
and when it comes from a source that is deemed uber reliable, such as these big behemoth websites, that, you know, it's hard for people to say, well, I mean, they're a big player in the game. How could this not be right? And then they just run off and never, again, put the cart before the horse, never actually have that conversation with the mortgage professional.
Well, to entertain myself, I went on YouTube to see videos on mortgage process and buying. And even with me not being an expert, the information out there where people were watching videos 60,000 times and sharing it 4,000 times, the information out there that I knew was blatantly false. And they started out with, find the house you want on Zillow and Trulia. And then once you find that house, go to the mortgage company. And all you're going to need to provide is your last two paychecks, and you'll be good to go. And I was stunned. in the comments. And then you get in the comments, you people say, this is not what happened. That's not what happened. This is not what happened. But still people are viewing it and seeing it as an expert.
Yeah, and for you were interested in the conversation, right? So you dug into the comments, yes, and saw other people saying that. There is unfortunately, a lot of people will see that and take it as the truth.
Yep.
That's it. Absolutely. That's the word. You know, so we see some basic documentation. Would you say it's pretty fair to say that in most cases, having at least a month of pay stubs, a couple months of bank statements, and 2 years of W-2s if you're an employee. Is that kind of like the base requirement documentation-wise?
Yep. So what I always want to have to do a pre-approval is those documents there that you said, as well as a driver's license.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Prove who you are. And callers, if you're listening and you want to call in and contribute to this conversation, please call in at 904-831-1079.
Yeah, please do, because we want to make sure that we get the correct information out there. And there's going to be people, you may be in a process right now, and if you have a question about something that feels a little weird to you, or you're getting tired of being asked for the same thing, if you got any questions about the real estate or mortgage process, feel free to call in, and we'll do our very best to get those things answered for you. Now, beyond documentation, you know, the big struggle we see is people not being quite credit prepared, mm-hmm, to get into something. Now, fortunately, things are not as crazy as people think. I still run into people all the time that think you got to have that 680 credit score or that 700 credit score to be able to buy a house. And while things are nowhere near that tight, there are some basic credit criteria that most lenders are looking for. And Jeremy, if you could take a moment and kind of give me a brief overview on some basic credit when compared also to some different programs such as down payment assistance programs.
Yeah, absolutely, Charles. So when it comes to just the basic credit requirements, there's a pretty wide variance from program to program. Mm-hmm. But if we're taking a look at a very high level overview of it, you know, really to be at least at a 620 or above is going to be as far as where you want your score to be. And unfortunately, like Credit Karma and your credit card company or your bank, if they give you your credit score online, that's not a mortgage credit score.
No, so that's their advantage.
Yeah, there's multiple types of credit scores. Mm-hmm. So they're very different. So a lot of times I'll talk to someone and they're like, you know, I've got a 680 on Credit Karma. Well, when we do their mortgage score, you know, they've got a 610. So, but what's kind of looked for is typically we want to see that there's been at least 3 trade lines that have been open for 12 months. We do have some programs for first-time buyers where if you don't have that, we can use alternative trade lines like a cell phone bill or internet, car insurance, which of course have to be in your name, and you have to show for 12 months that you've made those payments. So that's kind of some of the basics. One of the things that my team, that we took it upon ourselves to do, is we got set up with Experian to be able to offer soft credit pools with a mortgage FICO 2 score. So it actually is the same mortgage score that we get, but it does not affect the client's credit at all.
Interesting.
And people need to realize that when you pull your credit, it does cost you a couple points, so you don't want willy-nilly out there pulling your credit.
Yeah, I mean, am I mistaken here, Jeremy, but there is a difference between having a creditor, a mortgage company, a car company or whatever pull the credit versus a consumer being able to pull their own credit. It's my understanding that if a consumer goes to their like freeannualreport.com or whatever, they're just trying to get prepared. It's my understanding that that does not affect your score. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Now, this is going to be a tough one, and hopefully I'm not putting you too much on the spot here. Could you explain a little bit why there is a difference between a Credit Karma and a mortgage-related credit? Because, I mean, a lot of people, I hear the same thing. Oh, I got a 680, no problem. Nope, it's a 580.
Yeah.
You know, what is the difference?
So really, it's how your accounts are weighed. So, you know, on a consumer report, which is kind of like a Vantage score, you know, those are typically used for credit card companies, store credit cards, like furniture financing, things like that. So they're going to waive your history, or I'm sorry, they're going to factor in your history on revolving accounts as the number one factor to your credit worthiness and your score. So it's going to be how long you've had the accounts, the payment history on it, and the balances compared to your credit limit. Now, so with them on a score like that, a car loan, student loan, mortgage has a much lower effect. And it's the exact opposite when it comes to mortgage scores. So mortgage scores are going to factor in if you've had a mortgage or any type of installment loan. So a fixed term, fixed payment loan. So your car loan, if you have student loans, if you did a personal loan, if you did, you financed rooms to go for 36 months, things like that. So that's why they're different.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Tiffany, real quick, I think we're at a stage of the game where we need to give some love to some of our sponsors.
Yes. We need to appreciate the people that allow us to be here sharing this information. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154 or visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rackhouse Publishing can help. Call 904-401-6742 and speak with a writing coach now. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today at 904-269-8772. Also, Kids and Capes. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from child sexual abuse. You can help them by visiting their website at kids, the letter N, capesinc.org. Chiropractic Injury Solutions on the south side and west side of Jacksonville with Dr. Natalie Blum. Please give her a call at 904-300-3114 or visit her website at chiropractorjax, that's JAX.com. Level up your business image this year, right now, with X Jose, a premier marketing experience for business cards, websites, and so much more. Visit his website at xjose.com or call him at 904-316-7119. And in the studio is Jerry McDonald from McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage, 904-442-3213. They can help you purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. And remember, if this is sounding like Greek to you, give us a call at 904-831-1079.
Please do, even if it's slightly off topic from the things we're diving into. If there's any real estate or mortgage related question that they could help you along your path, we'd love to have an opportunity to help you with that. So we've talked a little bit about documentation, we've talked about some basic things, and we've talked about some basic credit. But let's say somebody comes to you and, you know, they are a couple points away from being able to qualify. What are some things that you've seen that are small little tweaks that people can make on their own without the assistance of a professional that could possibly bump their score? I mean, what are some of the big factors that you see weighing people's scores down?
So the number one factor is going to be credit cards that have balances that are high.
Mm.
So the higher your balance, the more of a negative impact on your credit score. So ideally, the balance on your credit card that you carry when your statement closes at the end of the month should be less than 10% of your available credit limit. So if you have a $1,000 limit on your credit card, you want your closing statement balance to be less than $100. That's going to give you the most bang for your buck on
your credit. Jeremy, let me jump in. That was also the number one thing that I noticed was incorrect on the YouTube videos. They kept saying 30 to 35%. And then the ones that were more reputable with less views were the ones that were saying 10% or lower. And so
you
keep
mean,
that in
you
mind,
mean to
people.
You tell me people didn't want to hear the truth?
No, the truth goes down hard.
Well, I mean, is it that you... Okay, so let's say we're below 10%, and that's our best bang for our buck. Are we highly penalized above 10, or do you see, is there like, from your experience, is it kind of like a sliding scale? Is it like if you're not 10% or lower, you're horrible?
No, so, I mean, if it's 30 to 11, it's good, but it's not the best. But once you get over 30, then it actually starts to negatively impact your credit. So, I mean, if you had someone where, you know, they were using 100% or they were even over their credit limit and they paid it down to 30%, yes, if they're just a few points away, that should give them enough to get where they need to be.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I think kind of what you're also explaining to us is the difference between like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, that fun stuff, and your actual FICO score for a mortgage. It's kind of like when you're dating. Some things are deal breakers for me, and they may not be a deal breaker for you. So for the mortgage company, it's a deal breaker for you to be, you know,
back snatching. Oh, you're not dating there. You're
planning
on getting married.
But, you know, just to give a comparable example, you know, for the mortgage companies, deal breakers are different things. And so that's why it may not, it's not the same score. And then there's like more than one FICO calculation, isn't there, that I've read?
Quite a few.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting. So I mean, there's, if we got our credit, say we got our credit score back and we're a couple points off, and you look at your, you have a customer come in to get pre-qualified and you say, okay, your score is not here. Do you offer assistance or guidance, maybe some pointers on what they can do? Because sometimes, you know, I've worked with a lot of lenders in the past, man, and 22 years in the game, I've seen a lot of it. And there's a lot of people that when that call comes in, they do their basic pre-qual, and let's say the program, bare minimum, they needed a 580, and this person comes in at a 570. Those calls stop getting returned. Mm. You know, they just kind of put them in the pay no mind list and move on. And while I do understand that, you know, people want to work with those that are able to do something, does your team offer any type of guidance, maybe a simulator or anything that could possibly point somebody in the right direction? I mean, is there a way to put a game plan together?
There is. And so in those scenarios, I always do an action plan.
Okay.
So, with me, the first step that we do is we always do the soft credit pull so it does not impact their credit. If from that, and I've seen it before where someone maybe they had a 630 on that score, but then we do a full tri-merge credit report with all three credit bureaus, and that 633 was their high score. And, I mean, I've seen it where their middle score was a 533, and then they had a 480. So, I mean, stuff like that's crazy. And you see that because not all accounts will report to all three bureaus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if it's a situation where we've done all three credit bureaus, I do have a program called the Credit Expert Program where I can go in and simulate, hey, if you pay this card down to this balance, or you open a new credit card, or you do this or that, this is the impact it's going to have on your credit. So, you know, we do definitely do that. And one of the things, too, a lot of people think is that if they have no credit cards, that that's a good thing. And that's actually not a good thing.
Right.
They're missing out on a lot of points. So a lot of times I'll get someone that, you know, maybe they've just had a couple student loans and a couple little collections, but they've never had a credit card. And just by opening that credit card, and sometimes it's a secured credit card where they have to go to their bank and put $200 or $300, you know, in an account to have that. But I mean, we can see a 50-60 point jump in their credit if they don't have a credit card, as long as, again, they're not maxing it out. So,
right. And I think that's important for our listeners to keep in mind. I mean, it is having credit at any level is better than just not using the credit.
Right.
And being, you know, it sounds financially responsible to say I'm going to live in a cash-based world.
Mm.
I love it that I'm only going to spend what I got money in my pocket to do. But there's ways, and we've kind of touched on this in previous shows, having a credit card does not mean you have to have a credit card balance. Having a credit card could simply mean you put your gas or groceries on that card and pay it right off. So the card is not the problem. It's making sure that we can stay financially responsible to do that. I mean, I've got a young lady we're working with right now that kind of did follow some of your advice and went and got the card and all that stuff, but then life happened.
Yeah.
and she had to use that balance pretty much right away. So unfortunately, even though she did what we asked her to do, we weren't able to get the full benefit just because we got the card, but then we maxed it out. So we did the good thing, and then we got penalized by having it be above that 10% mark. So it's important to know that when we do those things and get that credit, that it's we still have to exercise financial responsibility.
Yes.
and to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. So, you know, beyond paying a couple things down, there are, oh, I think we got a call coming in.
Wonderful.
All right, let's see what we got going here.
First caller is Mike.
Mike. Mike, how are we doing today, bud?
Doing good by yourself.
Doing wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time to call in today. What can we help you with?
Well, I just want to know what's the name of your company if I can share with some of my colleagues and friends, because I just chimed in on the radio station. You're sharing some good information.
Well, now, are you pertaining to the mortgage side of things?
Yeah, the mortgage, I guess the credit. Or you guys do credit repair?
Okay, so we kind of do. Okay, so what we do here, we're in the studio with Jeremy McDonald, who is a very talented mortgage professional, and he's talking about some of the things that he does that can help advise customers. Now, we do also have a credit repair company that is completely separate. That's not necessarily what we're diving into full right now, but we certainly can. We have a company called Performance Credit Solutions, and it is for credit repair, and that's when we get beyond the things that that Jeremy can't help us with, or maybe there's a little bit more cleanup that needs to be done. But primarily, we're talking about the mortgage-related side of things right now. But if you check out performancecreditsolutions.com, that's a great resource for you to get started on the credit piece. But did you have a specific question or anything that we might be able to point you in the right direction on?
No, I'm just asking. And it's called Performance Credit Solutions?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Guys, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for calling.
We've got another caller.
Got another one?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling the show. Who do I have on the line? Hello.
Hi, this is Denise.
Denise?
Denise?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
How can we help you today?
I'm calling today because I know of a young couple where they are about to purchase or going to closing for their second home, and the deal, I guess, that they are going off of is something that's like maybe 4.25%, no PMI, and like either no down payment towards that or a 5%. And my concerns were, you know, is this legitimate? And this is like a conventional loan that they have been informed that it is a fixed price. Does that sound legitimate? Are those type of deals out there and available?
Jeremy, why don't you jump in and handle this one for us?
So it's their second home, so that it's not their primary residence. It's like a vacation home?
It will become their primary residence.
Okay, so there's...
Go ahead.
So that's a huge, huge factor. So if it becomes their primary residence at some point in time, but they're not buying it as their primary residence, if they're not doing that mortgage as a second home, then they're committing mortgage fraud. So as far as 100% financing on a second home, there is no such program for that at all. So putting 5% down, yes. You can definitely put 5% down on a conventional mortgage for a second home. That is true.
Now, one of the things you said was no PMI. In today's world, there's always PMI. It's a matter of, is the customer paying for it or is the lender paying for it? And usually to have a lender-paid mortgage insurance product, look, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but nothing in this world is free. So the way that we have lenders that are willing to pay the mortgage insurance is by an elevated interest rate. So in those programs, you're almost guaranteed to always pay a higher than market rate. And Jeremy, in your experience, do you always end up with a lower payment with MI, lender paid MI?
Very rarely do you.
And that's probably a direct result of the interest rate being substantially higher.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, without knowing all the details, it's really hard to say what your friend's getting. But I would make sure they're being very clear with their lender on what they are doing, if they are doing a purchase, and are they buying it to an occupy as their primary residence right now or later down the road. That is a major factor. So I tell you what, Jeremy, why don't you throw out your business number real quick, and maybe you could take this conversation offline?
Sure. It's 904-442-3213.
Well, I hope that kind of helped a little bit. We are running out of time now, but if you got any further questions, please call Jeremy. He is a mortgage whiz, and like I said, one of somebody that's very valuable and near and dear to the show here. So hopefully he can take that a little bit further for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Well, guys, we are getting ready to wrap up. One quick thing I want to tell everybody and remind, we have a event. We haven't put it on our website yet, but we're going to bring it out. We're going to give more information next week. August 17th from 2 to 3 here in Jacksonville, we're going to be putting on a home buyer seminar of sorts, but with the focus being people that need to do some work on their credit to get ready to purchase a home. A lot of these home buyer programs are looking for the buyers that can buy right now. Mm-hmm. And this program is all about helping people get ready to buy. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to be dropping more information on that next week. And Tiffany, tell us about two of our other little events coming up.
We also have an event on July 20th from 11:30 to 12:30. It is a free class to increase your income and make more money, which will also play into your mortgage abilities. And call 904-533-6154 for more information about that. We also have a free leadership seminar on July 27th at 10:30 to 2:30. We're going to have lunch at that event. And you will also get to meet Charles, myself, Melinda, and Joseph. Love and that. For more information, the same phone number, 904-533-6154.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany. You've been a gem, as always, today. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming in. Could you tell them real My quick pleasure. How they can find you?
Probably the easiest way to find me is either on Facebook or through my website. So my name, Jeremy McDonald. My website is www.mcdonald-mtg.com.
Very good, very good. Look him up. Reach out to him. He was a great resource for you. You can find me on Instagram at official_CharlesBoyette. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you took a little something away from it, and we look forward to seeing you or speaking to you again next week.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.